I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois education leaders are worried about the pandemic's effects on the student population. Dana Cronin has more.
It's been more than a year now since Governor J.B. Pritzker ordered schools to close to in-person learning in order to stop the spread of COVID-19. Illinois' Deputy Governor for Education, Jesse Ruiz, says he's very concerned about the toll the past year has taken on students of all ages. Speaking on the 21st show, Ruiz says there will be resources available to all school districts in the state to help students recover learning opportunities that may have been lost.
Having an interim assessment. This isn't high-stakes testing. This is something that every district will have next fall so that we can see where students are at. We can just simply find out exactly where students are at so we can meet the individual needs of students.
Ruiz says other resources will include high-impact tutoring and having bridge programs to help students transition to higher grade levels. I'm Dana Cronin.
The Illinois Department of Public Health reported the largest one-day number of new COVID-19 cases since late January, nearly 3,800. Despite progress in vaccinations, Illinois last week missed the mark for increased capacity limits at businesses and social gatherings as a rapid rise in new COVID hospitalizations halted reopening plans. At a stop in Rockford, Governor J.B. Pritzker said reversing the 88% jump in new hospitalizations is critical before the state can expand capacity limits.
Unfortunately, as you know from recent reports, the number of hospitalizations is increasing. The number of cases of people going into ICU beds is increasing, and that's of great concern to us. So we want to make sure that before we reopen any further in the state, that we get that under control.
The counties with the highest positivity rates are all in north central Illinois, Peoria, Stark, and Tazewell. As of Tuesday, nearly 20% of Illinois' population has been fully vaccinated against COVID, and on Monday, all vaccination sites in the state, except for Chicago, will open to every Illinoisan aged 16 and over. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity announced more than $18 million in grants. Capital News Illinois reports they will be awarded to 34 downstate and rural communities facing threats to health and safety because of infrastructure issues. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Good government advocates say they're unhappy with the Illinois Democrats' decision to not wait for updated census data before moving ahead with legislative redistricting plans. As Hannah Meisel reports, the census data is months delayed because of COVID-19.
The U.S. Census Bureau says getting finalized population data to states will be delayed until at least August, if not September. That's months after a June 30th deadline Illinois' Constitution sets out for lawmakers to draw maps. But if that deadline is blown, the once-in-a-decade map-making process is handed off to a bipartisan commission. Both Republicans and good government activists largely prefer that method and point out it's happened for the last four decades anyway. But Democrats, who hold supermajorities in the state legislature, say they want to use slightly older data to expedite the process. Jay Young, executive director of Common Cause Illinois, says choosing to go ahead without the newest census data is a naked power grab.
And that choice wasn't made without consequence, and it was not made out of ignorance.
Young also says drawing maps without new census data is antithetical to the massive and expensive census outreach program Illinois conducted and Democrats pushed over the last few years. I'm Hannah Meisel.
New analysis from the John Howard Association, a prison watchdog group, calls for boosting the standards of Illinois' 16 county-run pretrial juvenile detention centers. The group also wants to place oversight on facilities in the hands of an ombudsman that oversees the State Department of Juvenile Justice. I'm Jennifer Fuller.